Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. Merle Holly, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be Tuesday at 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Monday from 10 to 9, with family receiving friends from 6 to 8 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Merle Holly. Edward Lupin, age 88, of rural Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, just north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be Tuesday from 10 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Edward Lupin. Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy.
You work hard, day in and day out, and you deserve a bank that does the same for you. A bank that takes care of business, that delivers on their promises. A bank that gets the big J-O-B done. Well, United Bank and Trust is that bank. A hometown bank with deep roots in all of the 9 Kansas communities they serve, United Bank and Trust offers the best commercial, home, and ag loans. After all, it's what you deserve. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, potato soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, a veggie plate, and apple crisp. Wednesday, breakfast casserole, veggies, a cinnamon roll, and mixed fruit.
Nemaha County Cooperative is proud to support the Nemaha Central, Thunder, Centralia Panthers, and Wetmore Cardinals spring sports teams. The fans know the boys and girls possess the teamwork and stamina that will take them to the top in their sporting events this week. Good luck from Nemaha County Cooperative in Baileyville. State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is proud of the spirited, hardworking, and dedicated Axtell Eagles spring sports teams. The fans are sure the athletes will show the competition who's number one at their spring sporting events this week. So good luck from State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's the swinging sounds of the 70s on Party Line with Wayne Cruzy on KNDY. Wayne is taking your calls, selling your wares, and playing music to get your day started off right. If you're looking to sell that 8-track player, get rid of that bell-bottomed leisure suit, or find a new disco ball for your next get-together, listen to Party Line from 9:35 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday mornings on KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1. I bought myself a new pet rock just last Wednesday. Aw, yeah.
In the red corner, with a record of over 40 years of proven reliability, the triple threat cut, mix, and feed team, Hay Buster Vertical Mixers! Hay Buster's Vertical Mixers are world champions when it comes to processing feed. Act now, because for a limited time, you can get up to $3,500 cash back with Hay Buster's Vertical Mixer cash rebate. Visit haybuster.info to find a dealer. Hay Buster Vertical Mixers. Mix it up with a real champ.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see temperatures on the warm side heading through the early parts of the work week this week, with plenty of sunshine as well, thanks to nice southerly flow. We'll see breezy conditions continuing into tonight, with lows around the middle 40s. And then for Tuesday, temperatures surging up into the low 80s, thanks to southerly winds. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. And for Tuesday night, lows around the low 50s, partly cloudy skies. Moving into Wednesday, though, we may see some isolated thunderstorms developing as a low-pressure system moves up to the north of our region. We'll see these isolated thunderstorms mainly moving through in the afternoon. Temperatures a little cooler, around the upper 60s, and then we'll cool off further into the mid-40s by Thursday, thanks to northerly flow, with some wraparound precipitation causing some rain and snow early in the day, becoming all rain as we head through the afternoon, and then Friday highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Brad Rogers.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. CDL required, and you must pass the drug test. They offer vacation pay and holiday pay. Call or stop by Marysville Ready Mix, 562-3418. Now hiring a full-time truck driver at Marysville Ready Mix.
C&K Services is proud to support the Sabetha Blue Jays spring sports teams. The fans know the boys and girls possess the teamwork spirit, talent, determination, and stamina that will take the athletes to the top in their sporting events this week. Good luck from the friendly staff of C&K Services in Sabetha. United Bank and Trust is wishing good luck to the Sabetha Blue Jays spring sports athletes as they practice and work hard to get ready to compete against their opponent at this week's events. The fans know the guys and girls will do a tremendous job. From United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, you bank, we deliver. Member FDIC.
Speed and accuracy are keys for the Wildcats. Speed and accuracy are also key to getting your sprayer filled and back to the field. The Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender System from Surefire Ag meters, mixes, and loads a 1,000-gallon four-chemical spray batch in just under 8 minutes. Less time loading means you cover more acres during optimal conditions. Speed is key, but nothing if you're not accurate. Quick Draw utilizes micro-motion mass meter technology, accurate to less than 0.5%. Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender from Surefire Ag.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
There are many auction sites and companies that can sell your old 4020 and the rusty disc in the machine row, but do those companies know how to get you top dollar for your newer late model equipment? New Frontier Ag McCook, Nebraska specializes in late model equipment and has built their company by getting to know you, the customer, the most money possible for your equipment. They don't have just one avenue to dispose of your equipment. They use many programs depending on your goal and how fast you need the unit gone. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or their website, newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Kansas Farm Bureau announcing a new partnership with Washburn University School of Law. Funded by the KFB, a new position will fill an important role in the school and in Kansas. Washburn faculty and staff selected Roger McCohen to fill the Kansas Farm Bureau Professor of Agriculture Law and Taxation position. This summer, McCohen will teach agriculture law courses at Washburn and will participate in continuing legal education programs. He will organize a symposium with Farm Bureau and K-State, focusing on agriculture and related law and taxation considerations. The first symposium, titled Exploring the Intersection of Law and Business and Agriculture, will take place this fall. McCohen will also serve as liaison with K-State's agriculture programs. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says checkoff programs can promote U.S. agriculture in Cuba. While there with the president, Secretary announced USDA will allow the 22 industry-funded research and promotion program and 18 marketing order organizations to conduct authorized research and information exchange activities with Cuba. These groups, which are responsible for creating bonds with consumers and businesses around the world, will be able to engage in cooperative research and information exchanges with Cuba about agriculture productivity, food security, and sustainable natural resource management. Secretary Vilsack calls the announcement a significant step forward in strengthening the bond and broadening agriculture trade between the U.S. and Cuba. In 2014, Cuba imported over $2 billion in ag products, including some $300 million from the U.S. But from 2014 to 2015, U.S. ag exports to Cuba fell 48% to just under $149 million, the lowest since 2002, giving the U.S. just a 10% market share as Cuba's fourth largest ag supplier behind the EU, Brazil, and Argentina. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
products is already making its way into the marketplace, even as the Senate stalled on a voluntary labeling bill last week. General Mills recently announced it will label products across the nation that contain GMO ingredients to comply with a new Vermont law that takes effect in July. The maker of Cheerios, Progresso Soups, Hamburger Helper, and Pillsbury Pancake Batter joins Post and other food makers in avoiding separate labels for separate states. It's the kind of marketplace action Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts had in mind when he offered unsuccessfully a voluntary labeling bill last week.
The information in question today has nothing to do with safety or health or nutrition, so the responsibility and opportunity to inform the consumers falls on the marketplace. If consumers want more information, they demand it by voting with their pocketbooks in the aisles of the grocery store.
And consumers are getting that information with more food makers displaying a GMO or non-GMO label, sometimes inconspicuously in small type, although clearly visible and more transparent than Roberts' bill calls for.
To my friends on this side of the aisle, this legislation allows the market to work. To my friends on that side of the aisle, if the marketplace does not live up to their commitments, if information is not made available to consumers, then this legislation holds the markets accountable by instituting a mandatory standard.
So, while politicians struggle to address the GMO labeling issue, it may be that the private sector is already moving quickly to address the Vermont law without the help of Washington, D.C., by nationally complying with the rules set out in the Vermont law. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe responsibly.
It's time again for Farming America. Information about your business, the business of feeding the world, and what could be more essential than that. Essential to that goal is communicating the truth to the consumer about how their food is produced. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
As I was messing around with my smartphone the other day, I got to thinking about party lines. On our farm, we were one of six farms on the same line. Our ring was two longs and a short, and of course, anybody could listen in on whatever the conversation was. Oh my, how we've come a long way. Communication now is in so many different forms, which allows not only information, but misinformation to be spread at the speed of light. That's one of the reasons that in 2011, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance was formed to do a better job of communicating the truth about agriculture to the consumer in the city. One of the tools used by the FRA was film. Melissa Kinch of Ketchum West Public Relations, who has worked with the US FRA from the beginning, talks about Farmland.
Farmland was a great film that US FRA helped produce with an independent documentarian named James Moll, who really set out to tell the story about the next generation of farmers. It's about five farmers in their late 20s, early 30s, and their hopes and their struggles and who they are, big and small, conventional and organic. And it's been really well received, and it continues to grow. So it's received great distribution after it was in theaters, online, and now it's going to be actually available for teachers and in the classroom through Discovery Education. We have the long feature film version and then a shorter version that's made just for the classroom. So it's really a great opportunity to help teachers bring the stories of farmers and ranchers into the classroom.
Melissa Kinch says USFRA has some big corporate names behind it, but also is looking for individuals who can help out.
USFRA has a foundation now that anyone can contribute to. And even more important than financial contributions is just raising your voice and being part of the movement. So there's a lot of opportunities to participate in social media, at events. USFRA also has a program called Faces of Farming and Ranching, where young farmers or farmers of any age really can apply to actually be a spokesperson for agriculture. So from individual donations with the foundation through raising your voice, there's a lot of ways for individual farmers to get involved.
That's Melissa Kinch of Ketchum West Public Relations on behalf of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. If you would like to join in, here is a website to visit. It's fooddialogues.com. That's www.fooddialogues.com. And you can learn there how to join in this conversation about how we grow and raise our food. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
I sure appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Weighing in with a total bale capacity of 4,440 pounds, introducing Hay Busters 2660 and 2665 Bale Busters! When it comes to range feeding, bedding, and erosion control, Haybuster's latest and greatest shreds bales in any condition better and throws straw farther than the competition. Get one in your corner. Visit haybuster.info to find a dealer. Haybuster Bale Busters. Haymakers that pack a punch.
Hit the bullseye with Spring Hill Herefords and Alcove Cattle Company Bulls. The annual On Target Hereford Angus Bull Sale will be Saturday, March 19th, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Selling 30 Hereford Bulls, 23 Angus Bulls, and 10 Angus Heifers. Featuring calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, carcass quality, docility, longevity, they're dynamite daughters. This annual on-target bull sale for Spring Hill Herefords and the Alcove Cattle Company will be held Saturday, March 19th, beginning at 1 o'clock. The broadcast featured online at dvauction.com. Learn more at ontargetbullsale.com. Hit the bullseye with Spring Hill Herefords and Alcove Cattle Company bulls. Don't miss the on-target bull sale at the Marshall County Fairgrounds, Blue Rapids, Kansas, Saturday, March 19th, beginning at 1 o'clock.
This is your sports report for Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. In the NCAA tournament, the road to the Sweet 16, the Kansas bracket largely went according to plan. Entering Thursday's games in Louisville, Kentucky, the Jayhawks draw a dangerous team in number 5 Maryland, a team ranked third in preseason top 25 and peaked at second in February. Number 2 seed Villanova, as a contender at its own one seed entering selection Sunday, lurks on the other end of the bracket. The Wildcats meet number 3 seed Miami to give this region the 3 of the top 11 teams in the KenPom's rankings, the toughest of the 4 fields. No one talked much about Virginia thanks to the presence of second-seeded Michigan State, which had ousted the higher-seeded Cavaliers the past 2 years. Now the Cavaliers have a favorable draw after the Spartans lost to the 15-seed Middle Tennessee in the tournament's biggest upset. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
LeBron James scored 33 points and recorded his 41st career triple-double as the Cleveland Cavaliers clinched their second straight division title with a 124-91 victory over the Denver Nuggets. James added 11 rebounds and 11 assists before checking out with 6:02 left to a thunderous ovation. After their emotional victory over league-leading Golden State at home Saturday night, it was only natural that the San Antonio Spurs might have a letdown. They did, but the Charlotte Hornets had a lot to do with it as they roared from 25 points down to end the Spurs' six-game winning streak, 91-88. Jeremy Lin had 15 of his game-high 29 in the final quarter. Golden State improved to a league-best 63-7 by beating Minnesota 109-104. Draymond Green led the Warriors with 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. Reigning MVP Steph Curry missed 11 of 17 shots, but he still had 19 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds. I'm Stephanie Austin.